And you're probably hearing things this morning about ethics commissions and election and Surrey Mayor Doug Ford. There's a lot of
Doug McCallum.
Doug. Thank you, Leslie. This is why you read the news and I make the jokes and we make a good team. So there's a lot going on there, and I don't necessarily understand all of it. But Jack Hundyle is a city councilor, and he joins us on the line this morning to help us try to unpack and understand some of what's going on here. Good morning, and thanks for being with us today, Jack.
Good morning, Leslie and Scooter.
Okay, so big vote tonight at City Council. Now, I think there are a lot of people that don't necessarily understand the severity of the situation and exactly what's going on within this vote. So could you just kind of, I don't want to say dumb it down for us, but could you just kind of walk us through exactly what's happening?
Yeah, absolutely. So if people have the opportunity, they can go online to City Surrey website, look at the council package for tonight, and it's item number 15 under the bylaws for the 7 p.m. meeting tonight. But essentially what it encapsulates is that the ethics commissioner that was just recently hired, and Surrey was the first community to bring it into the province of British Columbia, his ability to intake of new files, complaints from the public or from other councillors, is basically stopped and halted if this vote passes tonight. So the public will no longer be able to submit any questions or complaints of concern where they believe a member of council is in breach or potentially of breach of any sort of ethical violation.
So I just want to make sure I understand this. So we're going into an election here later this year, and if this passes, and say somebody who's running for mayor does something that we're concerned about, we don't get to have that thing investigated.
That's absolutely correct, Scooter.
And now, okay, moratoriums have been put in place, you know, leading up to elections before. So why is this different?
Well, first of all, we are, about 8 months away from municipal election. So the timing away from election, normally it's around the writ period, that period of time where the provincial government says, look, now we're going to have an election, and here's the date, and moving forward, we're going to suspend different processes. That is more acceptable and practical. And when we look at other communities, municipalities, or cities that have a similar type of ethics commissioner or an integrity officer, what we have here in Surrey, quite frankly, is a mayor who's already before the courts for lying to the police. We got complaints coming in from the public almost weekly on the behavior of some elected officials. But now there's no venue for a proper investigation. And really, the ethics commissioner is not for council so much. This is for the public.
Right, yeah, to keep the people who are in power accountable to us. Just the idea that the governing body, the person who's supposed to investigate the wrongdoing, is not going to be able to do their job going into an election. It just feels so crazy to me that this is even something that's being discussed.
Absolutely, and it works both ways, both for where there are allegations of wrongdoing and also where a council member is also found not to be in violation of any part of the bylaw. So we know during the last election there's allegations of stuff flying left, right, and center, and really it takes away from the democratic process when you remove that ability for an independent third party to come and say, look, this is what I observed, see, this is what the facts clearly lay out.
And now, in your opinion, what would be the reason someone would potentially want to press pause
in your opinion
on the ethics complaints? In your opinion.
In my opinion, and I've been pretty clear in my opinion on this, I said, we have a mayor who's already before the courts. And, the only plausible reason I can see is that this far out is, will this impact the mayor's criminal trial? And for that, I think absolutely. I mean, what's coming in could get dragged into his criminal court case right now.
Sure, which and I think is absolutely relevant to the public. And just so it's said, so that it's said clearly on the air here, Jack, you've been on our show a couple of times here and we appreciate having you. We would love to have Mayor McCallum on the show with us to talk about this type of stuff. And we've put requests out and have never gotten a response. So just so that it's said, we are very open to the other side of this story.
Yeah, and I would absolutely encourage not just the mayor, but I think any member of a council who has an opposing opinion, whether it be myself or Councillor Locke or even someone from the mayor's team that comes forward. I think, having healthy debate on democracy and being accountable to the citizens is really what this is all about.
Absolutely.
And now, in your opinion, how do you think this vote's going to go? How is it expected to go tonight?
Well, you never prejudge a vote, but looking at the past patterns, I think the bylaw will pass tonight with a majority on council supporting it. I will be opposing it unless something else remarkable comes in the next few hours for me to review and reconsider on. But from what I've seen of it, I certainly will not be in support of this.
Hmm.
Well, we will be watching very closely tonight. Thank you so much for joining us, Jack. We really appreciate it. Thanks for helping us unpack all of this.
No problem. Anytime, Leslie. And have a good day.
All right. Thanks so much. Again, we really appreciate it. And quickly, Jack, if people want to read more, where can they go?
They can go log into the City of Surrey website. There's a tag on there for council tonight. They can click on that, and it'll take you into the council package for tonight. So it's the public hearing meeting, the one that starts at 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
Item number 15 under the bylaws.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Jack.
Okay.